Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Debbie Meyer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the home problem solver, and many of you see her on Housewares America. Is that right? HSN?
HSN.
I'm sorry. HSN, that's it. That's all
different. Housewares America is my company.
That's right. HSN, folks. And then the her green bags, her cake cutter. Don't forget the cake cutter. One of the great inventors of our time, folks, and so many people around the world are using her products every day. That's got to make you feel good, Debbie.
It thrills me to pieces, and mostly because I'm actually saving people a lot of money and
right.
stopping the waste of food. So that's really big.
Absolutely. So we're talking about some of the things. I love getting Debbie on the show because she's been there, done that, folks. She's been around the block as an entrepreneur. And live to tell about it, and that's a big accomplishment, and so she's got great insights into what it takes to be an entrepreneur, not just to execute on your business. We've talked about that stuff before too,
right.
But today we're talking about you, the entrepreneur, and you know, Debbie, I just keep coming back to one thing when I think about the key elements of being an entrepreneur, and that's you have to believe in yourself.
Sure.
And that's something that if I were going to take inventory, especially if I'm struggling, whenever I've struggled in the past, I've gone back and said, okay, have I let myself down? Mm-hmm. Have I believed in myself enough? Have I given myself enough credit? When have I doubted myself? You know, doubting yourself is not the same thing as checking to make sure you've done something right.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%.
So there's
an old saying, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you won't.
Yep, Henry Ford. Henry Ford said that.
Yep.
So talk to us some more about taking inventory.
Well, and again, everybody knows about what to do about the end of the year with their businesses, their tax situation, how they're going to go forward, things like that. But when you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, and everything, and things rely on you very much, and you take that burden on your shoulders constantly. And you know, everyone's talking about the holidays, like taking off for the holidays. I mean, this is the first year, and I couldn't tell you how many were actually going to flood for a period because everything we're all planned out, everything has happened already. But there are so many things that are not under your control. There are situations where things are just not in your control. Those are the things that you have to manage. You can't change them. You can't, you know, the situation is what it is. And, you know, whether it's the weather, whether it's, you know, an election happened and everything was, you know, no one was paying attention for a little while or whatever mm-hmm. it was, you have to learn to manage those things and not be thrown by them. And people talk about resolutions, making New Year resolutions. Well, I believe my resolutions come every time I look at a situation because that moment is when I start to think about the situation, what happened, why it's happening, and not just what I'm going to do, but how I'm going to do it. And I think that's where the real examination takes place.
How am I going to do it? Could part of that be, and see, this is something I talk about all the time on the show, I'm really trying to get in this inventory thing you're talking about in that vein of thinking. I would like for people to start thinking, okay, as I take inventory of myself, I know I was a manager this year because I managed my business, but did I find enough time to be the CEO of the time that I spent, of the jobs that I did, of the work that maybe didn't get done? Was it because I didn't attribute enough time and put myself in the role of the CEO? What do you think, Debbie?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. When you're an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, it's hard to even think about taking the time to do that role. because there's something happening every minute. There's, you know, orders coming in. You're trying to get sales. You're doing all these things, and you're managing that day-to-day business. But the CEO, that other hat, that other seat, you know, put another chair at your table for yourself.
Right.
It's so important to be at that level and have an overview as opposed to just being your own worker bee all the time.
Well, see, a manager, when you think of, I mean, you really need, and this is really important for this, mm-hmm. for your inventory of yourself thing, because when you are not allowing yourself to be the CEO, then what you're telling yourself is, I'm not worthy of being an executive.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Well, you have to be the executive of your own life.
And your company. You've got to do it. It's your job.
It's your job, but you have to, you know, some people take it too seriously and forget the ground on which you started.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to have your foot in both places and your hands and everything, and I've said this many times as well, you know, I know every check that's written, I know every piece of paper that comes in, I know everything that's going on, but my big job is an overview of the business. And, you know, my husband and I run a business together, and you know my husband Neville, and
yes.
We are co-CEOs of the company, and we're very fortunate that we work so well together.
But you have tasks business. That you're good at, and he has tasks
exactly.
that he's good at, and there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you've determined that somebody is the executive. Somebody's doing executive work.
And we can both look at these plans and ideas together. So
yep.
we're
yep.
very fortunate in that regard.
DebbieMeyer.com, MEYER, is that right?
They can find out
more about all the products and when you're going to be on HSN next time too, right?
Well, I'm going to be, yes, I'm done.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.